Booker, during address Trump was blatantly lying in a mocking tone. By Pam Key on March 5, 2025. Senator Cory Booker, DNC, declared Wednesday on MSNBC's All In that President Donald Trump lied blatantly in a mocking tone during his speech to a joint session of Congress. Host Chris Hayes said, "You were in that room last night if I'm not mistaken. There was a very long section. We played a little bit, but I mean, that whole section on the fraud and Social Security went he did a long riff each age bracket reading out these numbers. You could hear the boos, which I think were coming from Democrats. What was your reaction in that moment to what you were hearing and what the goal was?" Booker said, "Donald Trump has stopped stunning me. He doesn't surprise me anymore. But this was a lie that they've been perpetrating for months has been so clearly debunked time and time and time again. That for him to bring it up in this speech, when most of the people in that room on both sides of the aisle knew that this was a blatant lie and he did it in a mocking tone. You're not being hyperbolic in any way. This is a person who's trying to carry out what we've seen in the past. People trying to privatize Social Security or end the program or point to it as the problem we have in government emblematic of the problem when, in reality, it is a vital program that Americans have been paying into their entire working life." He added, "And so here's the two-pronged strategy. One is this delegitimization is to make it a mockery, is to tell lies over and over and over. Again until people start to believe that this is a broken program. And then at the same time, they are firing people that are essential to make the program work effectively and efficiently. And how do we know this? Because one of the first people they fired was the Inspector General who ran that report that you just used. To expose the lies of the person that's in charge of keeping that institution accountable to the people and free of waste, fraud and abuse." Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.